In December of 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Despite the sweeping changes it has enacted, the new act still fails to fully address the issues that have plagued our tax code for decades. We know we need a fairer and more efficient tax code, but what exactly does that look like, and how do we achieve the necessary changes? Veteran correspondent and best-selling author T.R. Reid has traveled the world in order to find out what makes for good taxation, and brings that knowledge home in his new book, A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. We welcome T.R. Reid to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Joe. Great to be on your air.
Very nice to have you on the program once again. Let me ask you, the word I find so interesting in the title of this is a global quest. That makes it sound, and correct me if I'm wrong, that makes it sound that really nobody can get it right.
Oh, no, I disagree with that.
Oh,
some
good.
Some countries have gotten it right. What I did was I went to countries... I went to countries like us, rich, advanced, industrialized democracies, to see how they do taxes. And some of them are messed up, but some of them have made it much fairer and much simpler to pay taxes. You know, I wrote a book about taxes, so this weekend I'm doing my own taxes, and I'm going crazy. It's terrible. You know, look at this instruction. I just came upon this instruction on Form 1040. You ready?
Yes.
Go to Part 4 of Schedule 1 to figure line 52 if you have qualified dividends or a gain on lines 18A and 19 of Column 2 of Schedule D, Form 1041, as refigured for the AMT if necessary.
Simple, okay.
Right?
Right. Well, there you go.
Driving me crazy. And guess what? And the IRS says an average American family making, what, $58,000, $59,000 is the median income, spends about 26 hours gathering the documents and filling out forms. We spend an average of $160 on software or on tax preparation. In other countries, paying your taxes is free, costs nothing, and it takes 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes.
Now, this is going to sound like an overly cynical question, and I guess I mean it to be that, but my sense is, though, for the exact reason you just read of what you came across in your form, good for you for doing your own taxes, that would immediately and has immediately propelled me to bring mine to a tax preparer, because I don't understand that. Here's my observation, though, and I don't know if this is true, but it seems to me that in many cases, they don't understand it, and maybe in certain cases, the IRS doesn't understand it.
Yes, that's right. There have been tests. The IRS has done tests where they've given the same set of facts, income, et cetera, to 10 different preparers, and they get 8 different proposed taxes. People can't figure it out. It's just too complicated. And I want to say, Joe, it's not the fault of the IRS. It's Congress that writes the tax laws. I used to cover Congress, and they would call the IRS executives in and say, how come this thing is so complicated? But the fact is Congress made it complicated, and the reason is all these lobbyists come in and say, I need a particular clause or exemption or credit for my client. Congress has been adding, for the last 10 years, they've been adding about 400 new ones every year. Everyone makes the code more complicated, and then they have to raise the rates to bring in the taxes we want. And what we ought to do, and what I saw when I went around the world, is broaden the base, that is, get rid of all the exemptions, credits, loopholes, deductions, and then you can bring in the same amount of money with much lower rates. And if you do that, you get two things. You get a much simpler return. And when the rates are lower, more people pay, so compliance goes up. This is what we ought to do. You know, when my book came out, the House Ways and Means Committee, the Tax Fighting Committee, had me come to Washington and tell them what I found. Guess what, Joe? They all said, yeah, that's right. That makes sense. And then they didn't do it. In the law they passed in December, they did lower rates, but they didn't get rid of any of the loopholes or deductions, so they made the thing more complicated, and it's going to add hugely to our deficit. So They didn't really do what they should have done, in my view.
So what is the reason for that? You posit a theory that tax software companies and tax preparing companies and chains lobby very hard against the things that would help clear a lot of this up.
There's no question that happens, yes. What's going on in these other countries, the IRS, the tax system, already knows all the numbers. So they fill in the form for you. They know what you are paid. They know how much income tax was withheld. They know how much mortgage interest you paid. They send you a completed form with all the numbers done. If it looks right, you check a box and you're done in 1 or 2 minutes. If you don't like what they did, you can fill out your own form. And guess what? The Internal Revenue Service could do that for about 75% of American families. They know all the numbers. And this is proposed in Congress every year. Let's let the IRS complete the form for us. If you like what they did, you're done. If you don't like it, you can do your own return. And when this is proposed, as you say, H&R Block and the tax software companies lobby against it because they want us to do more work. Then they make more money.
So what about the other systems, whether it be a flat tax or any of the other ideas that have been floated as ways of streamlining? And as the subtitle of your book indicates, to not only make it simpler, but to make it fairer and to make it efficient.
Yes. The reason I did this book is because it turns out any idea that anybody has had, left, right, or center, to fix our tax code, some country has tried it. For example, you know, the flat rate tax where everybody pays 17%. The Republicans really like this idea. Sounds fair, right? Everybody pays the same. 12 countries in Eastern Europe tried it. And it works as long as everybody is equally poor. If you're a former Soviet republic where nobody has any income, then it works okay to tax everybody at the same rate. But as these countries got richer and their governments got bigger, it turned out they couldn't raise enough money at that rate. And so to deal with to have a flat rate income tax, they have a sales tax of 27%. In Estonia, the Social Security tax is 37%. That's three times what ours is. So the flat rate tax, unfortunately, it's a nice idea, but it just doesn't work. You have to ask rich people to pay at a higher rate to bring in the money we need for government. The fact is, Joe, if you want parks, schools, roads, hospitals, you want an army, you need taxes to pay for it. And the idea is to make paying taxes fair so that, frankly, rich people pay a higher percentage.
So in your view, in going around the world, who gets it right?
Many countries have gotten it right. What I did was, when I did this book, I was looking at other countries' tax codes. I first went to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and they advise countries, rich and poor, on how to do taxes. And they pointed me to several. New Zealand and Australia, they have sharply gotten rid of exemptions, credits, loopholes, so that their rates are much lower. They raise the same amount of money with a much simpler return and much lower rates. Great Britain is doing this. Great Britain has an official in their IRS called the Simplification Office, and he can order changes to make things simpler for taxpayers. So many countries have taken this on board, this broaden the base, lower the rates. And guess what? Last year, when Congress first proposed the 2017 Tax Reform Act, it's called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the first version was introduced in September, and it did all that. It got rid of a lot of loopholes, a lot of exemptions and credits, and lowered the rates. And then guess what happened, Joe? The lobbyists came in over the next 3 months. They got almost all the loopholes back in. So the law that was passed finally in December, the Tax Reform Act, it does lower the rates, but it doesn't get rid of the loopholes and exemptions. In fact, it adds a bunch of them. And the result is it's going to bring in much less revenue. It's going to add $1.5 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. And That's not what I recommended in my book, I have to say.
You do point out in your book that we in this country pay less in income, Social Security, tobacco, liquor, gas, and sales taxes than people elsewhere. We also give more to charity than anybody else.
That's right. That's the good news. It's harder to pay taxes in America, but we pay less than most other countries. The 35 richest countries, the United States ranks 32nd in tax burden, and that's largely because over history we have preferred to do things through the private sector. So Americans are the world champion at charitable contributions. We give 3, 4, 5 times more per capita than other rich countries. But then we pay much less in tax. We pay, as you said, lower liquor taxes, gas taxes, Social Security taxes, income taxes are lower in the United States. One reason we can do this is we run up these huge deficits, but we're able to borrow the money around the world. Currently, we're borrowing the money to fund our government from China and Japan at about 1%.
When you look at the you said the good news, for us, given this last round in December of what's happened, how long are we stuck with what we've got, and what can we do to, where's the optimism for you?
Well, I think what we did in December, it greatly adds to the deficit. The new tax law is strongly slanted towards corporations and the rich. As I said, it cuts taxes by a total of $1.5 trillion. And according to the Joint Committee on Taxation in Congress, guess what? Of that $1.5 trillion tax cut, 10% will go to average American families making up to $100,000. That's most of us. 90% of the tax cut goes to corporations and people making over, say, $500,000. So it was strongly skewed to certain lucky taxpayers. That's not going to change as long as the Republicans are in charge of Congress, because that's their priority. That's the way they designed the cut they wanted. I think if Democrats take over Congress, they'll try to change that and slant things a little more towards lower income people. But that turned out to be hard to do because of the power of lobbyists. So I think the 27 Tax Reform Act may be with us for quite a while. It has some good stuff in it. It lowered the corporate tax rate, which is a good idea because we were gouging our corporations. It's going to force corporations to bring home a lot of the $3 trillion they had stored overseas to avoid taxation. So that's a good thing. There's some good stuff in there.
The name of the book, A Fine Mess, A Global Quest for a Simpler, Fairer, and More Efficient Tax System. The book is published by Penguin. It's out in paperback. T.R. Reid, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Good to be on your air, Joe. Thanks very much. Now I got to get back to my taxes. They're due tomorrow night.
Best of luck. Good for you. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.